The new play, The Big Heartless, premieres in Laramie this week. In it, playwright Dale Dunn explores the subjects of wolf reintroduction and reform boarding schools. She told me she initially became interested in the fate of wolves after an experience driving on a highway outside Santa Fe.
I was on a road trip with a friend of mine, and we were actually coming home from the road trip. We'd been up in northern New Mexico exploring a little bit. And we were coming into Santa Fe, and it was just starting to get dark, and everybody was starting to turn their headlights on. I turned mine on, and these yellow eyes got caught in the headlights. And at first I thought, is that running across the road? No, it's running straight at me. And as I get closer, I think, it's dogs. It's two dogs running on the road. Oh my gosh, they're going to get hit. And as I get even closer to them, both my friend and I say at the exact same time, wolves. And there's two wolves running in the lane, in my lane, in the highway, straight at me. I start to slow down. There's traffic on the right, a divider on the left. There's no place I can go to avoid them. I'm easing up because there's traffic right behind me. Everybody's coming into town 60 miles an hour. I ease off on the accelerator, and I think, well, I can swerve a little to the left to try to give them room, but I can't swerve much because there's this concrete divider there. So I'm just holding on to the steering wheel, and they go right by me. I don't hit them. Nobody else slows down. Shoo, they're gone. And my friend and I look at each other, and we both say, did you see that? Yes, I saw that. Those were wolves, right? Yes, they were wolves. And the hair on the back of our neck stood up, and I don't know what happened to them. Nobody else slowed down. It just kept going. When we got home, I went on the internet to see what kind of wolf, what was that? And they were Mexican gray wolves. It looked just like when I pulled it up on the internet. And they had been traveling a lot on the highways, I read, because of there was a lot of snow. And when the snowpack gets deep and difficult to travel through, they take to the highways.
How do wolves come up in your play, The Big Heartless?
Well, after that experience, I started doing a lot of research about the wolf reintroduction programs that are going on in Montana and Idaho and in Yellowstone Park. And I discovered a story about a guy named Carter Niemeyer, who was used to be with Montana Fish and Wildlife. He was a trapper, and he trapped wolves for many years. And he killed a lot of wolves in his time. And he got to know so much about wolves that he went to the other side and started working with the Wolf Reintroduction Program in Yellowstone. He wrote a memoir called Wolfer. And through that book, I heard about these two wolves that were one of the first pair to be brought into Yellowstone, number 10 and number 9. And they went through quite a horrifying story. They kept leaving the park because they kept trying to go back to Canada where they'd come from, which was very risky for them because they had to travel all the way through Montana. And there were a lot of angry ranchers and people looking out for those two wolves. So those two wolves are in my play, and their story is woven throughout the play.
Can you give a brief synopsis of The Big Heartless?
Well, it's the story of a guy who works with the Wolf Reintroduction Program, and he's a bit of a hermit. He's retired from the Fish and Wildlife and is working for the reintroduction program, and his name is Uncle Mac. He's surprised one night by the arrival of his nephew, Cliff, and his sidekick, Monsoon, who have escaped from a tough love reform school up in northern Montana and have come to Mac seeking solace. And what happens then? You'll have to come see the play.
What are some of the themes that emerge in this production?
One of the main themes I was working with was that, it's that fear is what makes the unknown horrifying and terrifying. If you don't know something, It's scarier than if you know about it. And another theme is that we as humans have a tendency to lock up or kill anything we don't understand or that we fear. So the two wolves and the two teenagers, their stories are sort of running parallel through the play. And it's all about trying to find your pack and where you fit in.
Why do you think theater and fiction are appropriate vehicles for teaching and discussing these real life issues of wolf reintroduction and reform boarding schools?
Well, theater, I think, is a wonderful format for discussion, and because it brings people together in a live space where we are sharing the actors inventing this story before you, and it makes you think in a new way because it's all happening right in front of you. It's not removed on a screen or even in a book. It's live in front of you, and some of the emotions that it elicits are quite surprising and wonderful. It's a magical thing, theater is.
What do you hope audiences take away after the end of the show?
I hope that they learn a little bit about the fate of wolves and teenagers, and also take away the feeling of that we have to take care of each other.
Dale Dunn is a playwright. Her show, The Big Heartless, runs through April 14th at the Griffin Theater in Laramie. Dale, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Caroline. It's nice to be with you.